The League of Arizona Cities and Towns has a new president. Peoria Mayor Kathy Carlett was recently unanimously voted into the position for a two-year term after serving as the group's vice president. Some mayors have been critical over the past several months of what the state has and has not allowed cities and towns to do to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. And there have been some policy-related tensions over the past few years between the state and its cities. Mayor Carlett joins me to talk more about her new role and more. And Mayor Carlett, are there any particular policy areas or priorities you're looking to get done during your term?
Well, Mark, as you know, the League of Arizona Cities and Towns represents all 91 cities and towns throughout the entire state of Arizona. And our overriding goals are always to protect the local control of the municipalities and the protection of state shared revenues. So those two things are what we always come back to when we talk about what the league stands for. But basically, we are looking for all of the common interests of all 91 cities and towns.
How would you describe right now the relationship between the state and its cities? Because in the past, you know, talking to mayors and talking to city officials and some state officials who have said that the relationship has maybe been strained or not as good as it could be. And we've seen that in some policy debates at the Capitol. How would you describe that relationship right now?
You know, the league has been a long-standing entity in the state of Arizona, and it's had some ups and downs throughout the years, undoubtedly. But right now, I would say that it is in really fine condition. And I say that because the league has proven itself to our state legislators in the last few years, especially, to be an expert in areas that help them make the decisions that they need to make. So we've got the data that we need, we've got the legal assistance that we need, and we've got the input of the boots on the ground municipalities and the residents that are our shared stakeholders in this state. And we're able to convey those things to legislators, and it's really been beneficial for them in the legislation that they're creating.
You mentioned the issue of local control, and that has been what seemingly a pretty big issue at the Capitol in recent years, and was a big issue earlier this year as well when it came to the governor deciding to allow cities and towns to mandate masks if they wanted to, whereas before he had decided that was not something that cities and towns could do. I'm curious if you see that maybe as a turning point and maybe are hopeful that the state will grant more local control given what happened earlier this year.
You know, I'm not so sure if that was a turning point, but I do believe that it is the expertise of the league and the value that we have in showing that we are nonpartisan. I think that those kinds of stances are really what helps the legislators realize that we're on the same page. We aren't worried about who's Democrat and who's Republican. We are worried about what happens to the residents that we all care about in this state. And so if we keep coming back to that, I think that we're going to make sure that we always stay on the same page with our legislators.
You talked about making sure to protect state shared revenue. I'm wondering if that is something that mayors and city officials are maybe a little more concerned about right now, given the economic condition of the state and really the country.
You know, we are really, really happy and proud of how the CARES Act funding was dispersed in the state of Arizona. They used the same formula that is used for state shared revenues. And our governor got those funds out to help our local economies, you know, just in the nick of time. It was fast and it was flexible enough for us to be able to use it in a sound way to pass along to our Main Street businesses and our, you know, even our arts organizations to help with utility funding and mortgage payments. So we were able to use it as we needed to. And that is a real testament to how much they respect the state shared revenues formulas that we use in Arizona.
Now, you talked about the importance of the CARES Act money, and I'm curious, based on what's going on in the world and in the state, what are you hearing from fellow mayors about the states of their cities' finances and economies? How are things going in Peoria right now?
Things are going actually better than we had originally anticipated them to go in Peoria. You know, when this pandemic hit, I think we were all sort of shell-shocked trying to figure out what was going to happen, how long it was going to last, what businesses were going to be hurt. And, you know, of course, we all hearken back to the 2008 recession and the terrible deficits that resulted from that, and how many businesses went under and how many people lost their homes and life savings and so forth. And so, you know, it's easy to think back to those things and think the worst. Luckily, the worst did not occur and has not occurred, and I don't anticipate the worst to actually happen. So it's going to affect different cities in different ways. Tourism, you know, Sedona is going to be hurt very badly, I am sure, when it comes to those kinds of drop-offs, things that have to do with travel and tourism, mainly in the state of Arizona, were tough. People who have spring training, that was tough. So, you know, there were things that are going to have to be overcome in times to come. I am just really, really hoping that when we put 2020 behind us, you know, 2020 truly will be hindsight, and we can move on to with much more hope in the new year and think about getting back on our feet and think about having consumer confidence restored and bring our businesses back. And I do believe the CARES funding helped a lot. The unemployment helped a lot. Those, I think, were lessons learned from the 2008 recession. Get the money out there faster. Get it to the people who need it faster. And I think that that really made a big difference.
All right. That is Peoria Mayor Kathy Carlett, the newly elected president of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Mayor Carlett, thanks a lot for your time. It was nice to talk to you. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.